it's going to be exciting because at midday today, tickets for the Commonwealth Games are going to be going on sale. To celebrate that, Olympic gold medalist Sally Pearson joins us. Hi, Sally.
How you going?
Fantastic. Firstly, how's the body? You're running quick again.
Yeah, the body's going really well. I think I gave it a little bit of a shock at Nationals a few weeks ago, but we're all good and, training's going well.
Very good. In anticipation of these Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast next year, what are your favourite Commonwealth Games memories?
Oh, well, of course I remember going to Melbourne in 2006 and I remember walking out into the stadium for the first time and people cheering for me and actually knew what my name was. I found that really quite overwhelming but exciting at the same time. I was only a 19-year-old and it was my first sort of individual senior competition. And so, yeah, it was pretty incredible having 110,000 people cheering your name. And, but I think this one's going to be even more special, especially being in my hometown and hopefully going for my third Commonwealth gold medal.
Well, I was talking to a couple of Gold Coasters on the weekend, Sally. There's great excitement about this. They're worried a little bit about how the traffic's going to cope up there. But apart from that, you being a local, there is a great sense of anticipation. It's going to creep up on us pretty quickly. It starts on April 4.
I know, it's ridiculous, but it's so exciting that the ticket requests open today. So you get 4 weeks to be able to choose your tickets till May 22nd. And hopefully, people, you can buy a ticket to watch me. It'll be pretty exciting, I think. I'll try and put on a good show for everyone. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait. And as you said, it's going to creep around so quickly. It's going to be Christmas before we know it. But in a year's time, we'll be sitting here on the Gold Coast in the beautiful weather and watching some amazing sports.
Excuse me, where is the main stadium? Where will the athletics program be held?
At Metricon.
Right, okay, very good.
Which is a good setup.
It's a great new stadium.
Yeah,
and they're adding more seats in, I think, as well to be able to allow more people to come and watch.
So, I'm not going to call you a veteran, right? But, I mean, you've won two Commonwealth Games gold medals. You've won the Olympic Olympic gold medal.
She's experienced.
You mentioned your body was in a little bit of shock with that 12:53 you raced at the Nationals. Are you able to do what you want to every day on the training paddock, or do you have to sort of manage yourself?
Yeah, I'm quite surprised, actually, of what my body can still handle. Yes, obviously, I'm a bit older now, but I train smarter. I listen to my body and what it can and can't do. And there are a few things that I pull out and don't continue on with the session just because of safety reasons. My body, I don't want to risk anything. So for me, it's been a really good thing able to coach myself because I have total control over what I do on and off the track. And I think it's been pretty fantastic, though. I'm really excited to see what my body can do this year at the World Championships and see how fast I can go because I've been able to train like an elite athlete, like a top athlete at the moment.
I've seen you quoted on this. So Tokyo in 2020 is not beyond the realms of possibility.
No, definitely not. I don't want to rule anything out. I always really wanted to go to three Olympics and unfortunately I missed out on Rio last year. So I think if my body can handle it for another 3 years, then I don't see why not.
And what do you have to base yourself over in Europe, Sally, to keep that motivation going, to be able to compete enough on a regular level?
We base ourselves over there for a couple of months of the year, yeah.
Right.
Just simply because when the season starts, it gets pretty hectic with a lot of travelling and probably racing every week. So I'll be heading over there. Well, I'm going over there in 3 weeks to do a bit of racing, but more to America and Jamaica. And then hopefully again in July, I'll be basing myself over there from July all the way till September just to get my racing in before the World Championships and then also finish up the season afterwards.
Now for our swimmers, the Commonwealth Games is a little bit more an easy passage than the Olympic Games. But for you in track and field, 70 countries competing, 6,000 athletes. It's flat strap for you really, isn't it?
Yeah, every time we step out on the track, it is. We have the Jamaicans, we have the British, we have the Canadians. We have pretty much anyone who wants to step foot on the track is a competitor. So yeah, it's pretty tough, but I think that's good. And I think it's amazing for Australia to be able to witness really, truly some of the best track and field athletes in the world at the Commonwealth Games.
Okay, so you can go online at midday today, gc218.com. /tickets
2018, not 2018.
Oh, sorry. 2018. Oops. Yeah. What year is it again?
It's a bit like that. Look,
2017 this year.
We urge everyone to log on, get involved. It's going to be fantastic. The Commonwealth Games, April 4 to 15. 6,000 athletes, 70 countries, 18 sports, and they're hoping for over 1 million tickets to be sold. Sally, we wish you all the best. We'll be cheering you on the Gold Coast.
Thank you, guys. Thanks a lot.
Sally Pearson there, Olympic gold medalist, two-time Commonwealth Games gold medalist, is in the nicest possible way, tough as nails, competitor.
Coming, oh, yeah. For sure.
Coming back from many, many injuries that would break others. And track and field in this country, not high profile, but she keeps that motivation up. And you mentioned Tokyo.
Tokyo, for sure. I saw she's quoted in a story a couple of weeks ago, not ruling it out. I remember I interviewed Sally in London after she won her gold medal, and she hadn't slept. And we were taking a photo of her on top of the main press centre in London, and she was buzzing around, and it was like she was just still on a massive adrenaline high from that win, as you can imagine, winning Olympic gold. But you know, she's an infectious personality. That's what I like about Sally.
And it's hard enough
to win. She's unfiltered. She's unfiltered. That's the thing with her. She wears a heart on a sleeve.
Hard enough to win the 100, then you throw 10 hurdles in front of you. So can you say, would you officially say that she's overcome some hurdles in life?